Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God's blessings to you all. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Scars. I am your host for this evening, Pastor Rose. I thank God for you all coming on the line tonight to share with us what the Lord has to say unto us during these pandemic times. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for what he's allowed so far on this podcast. Amen. This is Scars, S-C-A-R-S, severely cut and recovered strong. And God has allowed us to detour a little bit from wounds and hurts and things of that nature. Amen. To deal with the issue for the moment. Amen. The issue for this moment. We bless God on tonight. I want to open up with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for who you are, Lord God, despite what's around us, God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, for all that you're doing, for all that you're going to do, God. We know after this, there shall be glory. And so, God, we give you praise. We come in repentance, God, that you will forgive us for every sin known and unknown, every thought, everything we said or done outside the realm of your righteousness. And so, God, we pray now that you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, O God. Uphold us with your free spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection, O God, day by day, God. God, we ask you now, Lord God, that you would just forgive us, Lord God, and that you will keep your people covered in your precious blood, those, God, that are attached to this line. On tonight, God, we pray for their families. We pray for those that are attached to them, oh, God, as well. We thank you, Lord God, even for those that are in bereavement, those who have lost loved ones, friends, and family along the way, God. God, we pray that you will comfort them in this moment. In the name of Jesus, as I myself have suffered a loss, God, we thank you, God, for all that you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're about to do in this earth, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We give you honor and glory, God, that even as we enter and dig in your word tonight, God, that you open up our understanding, that you would open up our ears, that we may hear, Lord God. Open up our eyes that we see through the eyes of God, and open up our hearts that we may be receptive as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 We've even been on the line, amen. But I just want to give glory to God. Thank you, praise God, for one of my baby girls, amen, in Miami, Florida, on the line tonight. Thank you, Seattle. Amen. Glory to God. We praise God. Listen, in this hour, in this season, amen, it is very imperative that we hear. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto us. Amen. And it was necessary, just like Jesus, it was necessary for him to go to that cross. Amen. Glory to God. It was necessary. Pain was necessary. Amen. Glory to God. This pandemic, this COVID-19, whatever, amen, is going on in the atmosphere, amen, it was necessary. And we pray that after this is passed, because it's going to pass, we pray that we will continue to strive and to walk in the love of God, in the agape, that unconditional love of God, that love, amen, that looks beyond your faults and see your needs, that love that would present itself, amen, glory to God, as agape, amen, that we would be ambassadors and representatives of an almighty God, amen. We pray that prayer, amen, glory to God, because I myself have never experienced nothing like this in my life. I probably never prayed so much in all my days. Amen. Glory to God. But we need to, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. And so by any means necessary, however it needs to be done, God is going to get the glory regardless. Amen. So we thank God tonight. We are in a series tonight as part two of the heart of the harvest. And let me just explain, the heart of the harvest, when you have a heart for the people of God, having a heart for this end time harvest, it has no color. Glory to God, it has no color, no race, no creed, amen, no specifics, no gender. It is what it is, amen, glory to God. And so I thank God, if I could even testify for my daughter, amen, tonight, glory to God, and she was in the store, amen, and she left her belongings at home, and the person in back of her paid for her groceries. Amen. Glory to God. I do believe in the law of reciprocity. I do believe in whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I told her, I said, it really shouldn't have surprised you at all, because she's a very sensitive young lady. And it really doesn't surprise me at all how God will ever move in her life, because she's a giver. You know, she does the same thing. I do the same thing, kind of got it honest. Amen. Glory to God. And so in this hour, you know, it's not about who you are, what you look like, the color of your clothes, skin color, and black and white, and if you are Republican or independent or, you know, a Democrat or whatever the case may be. Listen, when you have the heart of the harvest, when you have the heart of God, amen, glory to God, it will compel you to give. Amen. Remember tonight, if you don't remember anything else, the devil is not going to tell you to give. The devil is going to take you back. Amen, because stinginess is not of God. It's of the devil himself. Amen, glory to God. And so, you know, I thank God for that testimony with her. So in this hour, we need a heart. We need part of God. David was a man in spite of his sin, adultery and lying and murder. Amen. He had a heart after God's own heart. And until we have a heart, not after the people, amen, because there's no way that people can do what they do for us if they don't have a heart to do it. Amen. People just don't walk up to you and pay for your groceries just like that without having the heart. Amen. The heart of people. Some people have no heart. They can hear less. You know, people put themselves, they see in line, and, oh, child, she knew she ain't had the card, but she came. And it's a whole bunch of things. But we have a heart for people, when you have the heart of God, amen, it will compel you to go outside the realm, amen, of the flesh, amen, realm of your comfort zone, the realm, amen, of something that's inconvenient for you, something uncommon, something that you're not normally, amen, used to or accustomed to doing, amen. So in this time, we have to have it is imperative. Saints, it is imperative to have the heart of the Lord. Amen. It's imperative not to be judgmental one of the other, judging a person. Amen. According to, you know, what they look like or what they smell like or whatever. Because I'm telling you right now, this new remnant, this new gathering, amen, it's not going to look like you. It's not going to smell like you. It's not going to act like you. It's not church like you. Amen. These are people who love God. God, I believe, had to break this nation down in every country. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to bow one way or the other. God's going to allow you to bow. Amen. And recognize that he alone is God. Amen. And besides him, there's none other. God is a jealous God. Glory to God. Amen. He said, thou shalt have no other gods. Your clothes, your materialistic things, your car, your job. Amen. So God had to break us down to the, I don't care what people say, God had to break us down to the lowest state. And not so much as of the world, not so much as the world, but for his body. The body of Christ is messy. We are messy. Amen. We have been messy. We've been dipping. We've been dabbing. We've been compromising. Amen. Glory to God. It may not be you as an individual, but as a whole, we have dropped the B-A-L-L ball. We have dropped the ball. Amen. God has given us another opportunity, even in death. Amen. He told his disciples, let the dead bury the dead.
Amen. Glory to God. We can't marry our loved ones. We can't be with them as they're transitioning. Amen. Only a certain amount of people can go. That is devastating. Amen. That is hurtful. Amen. Glory to God. I don't care how much Holy Ghost you got and how much speaking in tongues you do. Amen. That is hurtful to the human side. Amen. But God is reducing us so to the point to where even in his word, amen, and death and what? And so what? You know, if God is not concerned about, you know, our loved ones or anything of that nature, but how important when we bury the deceased, amen, when we have the eulogy, are we preaching to those that are demised or are we preaching to those that remain? Amen. And so I come to preach those that remain. God is, amen, God is speaking to those that remain, for the dead truly cannot hear us. Amen. And so what's important is that their soul, amen, that when they transition, amen, that their soul had a resting place, because there is in heaven and there is a hell. I believe it. Amen. The older folks used to tell us hell is too hot, but eternity too long, and eternity too long. Amen. I'd rather spend my life, amen, in eternity. My soul needs somewhere to go. Amen. So those that remain, you know, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. So we're going to go into the word of God, come to encourage your heart. Amen. I hear a lot of people talking about fear and, you know, scared and faith, and, you know, fear and faith does not mix whatsoever. Fear is the opposite of faith. Amen. Glory to God. You can't have faith in God and fear what's going on around you. Either you're going to be, you know, on the Lord's side and you're going to go all the way. There's no halfway. There's no in between. Amen. Joshua 24:15, I believe, says, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. If you're going to serve God, then get on the Lord's side. If you're going to serve Baal or, you know, serve the devil, then go on over there. Amen. But there's no in between. There's no straddling the fence. So you'll find me in Matthew, the 13th chapter, the beginning at the 24th verse. And we are in part two again. Thank you for those that are connecting to the line on tonight, to Blog Talk Radio Scars. Amen. We are in our second session, part two, episode two of Heart of the Harvest. Man of God, woman of God, I charge you tonight. Amen. I charge your spirit man tonight. Amen. To hold on to God's unchanging hand. For those that have local assemblies, church in the name of a building, amen, glory to God, you know, keep the doors open as God will allow, because I promise you, after this, there shall be glory. People are going to be running, amen, the righteous run in, amen, glory to God, and they are saved, amen. What must I do to be saved? What can I do, amen, to have what you have, amen. When people can't get to the building, they need to be able to get to us, amen. And the Bible says that the light that we have, it cannot sit on the hill and be buried, amen. We can't be hiding this light, amen. People are looking for realness. People are looking for real people. People are looking for people that are going to walk this walk and not just talk this talk. Amen. So I admonish you by the power of the living God to keep the doors, keep the legs of the church open. Amen. Glory to God. Keep it open. Amen. Because people are going to be running. They're going to be looking. These are the remnant. These are people, amen, that love, have a love of God, people that you never even heard of. God is sending them in equipped and gifted. Oh, glory be to God. And it's not up to us to judge them, to have this broom spirit, this broom demon, and sweep them right back out the church. Amen. My spiritual father is the Lord. I told her, I said, listen, it's time to have a meeting, get on Zoom. Amen. Glory to God. And have some meetings. Amen. Glory to God. You got to start setting people down in tribes. You got to start making tribes and building groups on how we're going to. The problem is not the people coming to the building deemed as a church. The problem is keeping them there. We have to come, you know, I believe that God put a comma in the earth. Amen. That they separate the sentence. It pauses. It gives you time to get a strategy. It gives us time, glory to God, to come up with interventions. As my apostle used to say, long-term and short-term goals. It gives us an opportunity to get ourselves together. Amen. Glory to God. Some people can't manage 20 people. What's going to happen if God sends the influx of 200 people? Amen. We have to be accountable for those people, for the souls of those people. And so we as leaders have to have something set in place. So when these people come in, we got to put them to work. Amen. We got to have those applications and those ministry opportunity. I used to have ministry opportunity sheets to, you know, have the young people fill out when I was a youth pastor and have them fill out, what do you like to do? Listen, everybody don't sing, dance, and be in the choir and shout and stuff like that. You have people that have other gifts. They like to paint. They like to draw. They're into graphic arts. You know, they like poetry. You know, the authors. They like to write. You know, so there's a lot of different ministries within a building in the form of these people that have to be in place. No gift is greater than the other gift. Amen. The Bible says we're all different members, but we are one body. We are the body of Christ. Amen. So when these influx of people come, you have to have a strategy. You got to build your deacon board, get your deacons together, wake up your missionaries. Amen. Wake up the deacons and go find visiting missionaries. Amen. Because they out there. Amen. Glory to God. What? No church, no building? Man, let me go and do this. Let me go and do that. No, it's time to gather. Amen. It's time to gather the people, gather the fivefold ministry, gather the leaders. Amen. So when this influx of people come, they won't be looking at us like we don't know what in the world we doing. Amen. You ever been to a church and don't look like nobody knows what's going on? Like, unbelievable. You know, the ushers at the door, one putting up five fingers for five seats. The other one is looking like we ain't got five seats left and we only got two. And we have this is a perfect time to be training. Although we're not physically in the building, amen, glory to God, get on the line, get on the Zoom, amen, whatever you have to do, amen, let's get it done, because just as sure as I'm sitting here on tonight in my front room, God is going to send these harvests of people in, glory to God. So we're in Matthew the 13th chapter beginning at the 24th, verse. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hard to hear a little better. Amen. Glory to God. Maybe because I had the phone down. Amen. Glory to God. I hope you guys can hear me a little bit better. Amen. Glory to God. So Matthew, beginning at the 13th chapter and the 24th verse. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Matthew 13 and 24, and we're talking about the heart of the harvest. This is part two. Amen. For those of you that joined the line, amen. What does it mean to gather? Amen. What does it mean to gather? To gather means to come together, to assemble, or accumulate. It means to collect. Praise God. Amen. And we're talking about the heart of the harvest. What is harvesting? Harvesting is the process or period of gathering a ripe crop. How many of you know that the harvest is definitely truly ripe, but the laborers are few? We talked about that in last week's session, part one. Amen. It's the process or period of gathering a ripe crop from the fields. Harvesting can sometimes be the most labor-intensive activity of the growing season. Amen. Because it is in harvesting where people come, people go, amen, every church, amen, can attest to the fact that there are some times where people come and people go, you know what I mean? And it's a very laborious job. It's very intensive, amen, glory to God, especially during the growing season. Every church, every building who has every local assembly, let me say that, amen, they know your leader, your pastor, your apostle, your bishop knows, amen, when the season is ripe, amen, glory to God, that's that season where it's nonstop, not one person joined the ministry today and another person joined in 4 months, but when that harvest is ripe, when that season is ripe, amen, people come by the tens, the 20s, the hundreds, amen, glory to God. And so what I believe God is doing in this hour, he's allowing us time to prepare. God blesses preparation, amen, he blesses those who prepare. Amen. Glory to God. So the word of God says in verse 24, Matthew 13, it says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, okay, so Jesus speaks to his people in parables. He talks in parables, and we know that parables are heavenly stories with earthly meanings. Okay, so he says, this is what I want you guys to know. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, likened unto a man which sows good seed in his field. Amen. Sowed good seed in his field. But verse 25. But while men slept, comma, while men were sleeping, after they sowed good seed in the field, amen. Could you imagine a farmer sowing seeds for collard greens and tomatoes and avocados and mangoes and all of that kind of good stuff? And he knows exactly what kind of seed he's sown. And when you sow seed, you have to make sure that you sow seed in good ground. Amen. Your soil has to be conducive for that seed to grow. Amen. Spiritually, when we sow seeds, amen, your tithe is not a seed. Amen. We're mandated by God. We're commanded by God to bring all the tithes and the offerings that there may be meat in his house. Malachi 3:8. Amen. Will a man rob God? Glory to God. Read it in your spare time. But when we talk about sowing seeds, a seed is something sacrificial. It's something outside the normality of giving. It's outside of the normal tithes and offering. You gave your 10% off of your gross. You gave God an offering from your heart. Amen. That seed is that beyond offering and tithe giving that we do. But when you seed, no matter what the amount is, whatever God lays on your heart to seed or to sow, you want to make sure that it is in good soil, that the soil wherein you're seeding, it will grow and grow and grow, and it will be able to produce. Amen. It will produce. Without a seed, there's no harvest. You can't get a harvest without a seed. Amen. Glory to God. So when you plant a seed, what we call planting seeds, and I'm going to give a seed of $100, and I'm going to give a seed this and a seed that. Amen. You have to make sure that you're just not, you know, just giving it anybody, you know, just putting it in anybody's ground, in anyone's ground. You know, the ground that you put it in must be fertile. Oh, glory to God. It must be fertile ground. You know, the soil must be tended to. It must be, you know, attended to. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because you want that seed to grow, and you want it to be productive, and you want it to produce something. Amen. So here we have the Lord is, Jesus is explaining what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like a farmer who planted good seed in the ground, you know, in its field. But verse 25 says, but while men slept, amen, those farmers, amen, those pastors, amen, that sowed good seed in the house of the Lord, amen, while they yet slept, amen. And you could take this word sleep as a natural sleep Lord, I would take it to a spiritual level of sleep simply because this is a parable and this is a earthly story with a heavenly meaning to it. And so the Bible says while men slept, his enemy, it didn't say the enemy, it says his enemy came. Everyone has enemies. We have enemies. If you read the book of Nehemiah, the Bible talks about enemies that Nehemiah had. There was some he had that he knew about, that Sanballat and Tobiah. Tobias, amen, glory to God. There were enemies that he knew of and enemies that he had no clue he had. Amen. But he had to keep what? He had to keep building. He had to keep pressing. He had to keep pushing in spite of his enemies. But the Bible says, but while these men slept, his enemy came and sowed what? Tares among the wheat and went his way. So these good seeds that were sowed in the field, the good seed that was sowed in the church, glory to God, amen, while the leaders were sleeping. While the saints were sleeping, the enemy came in and started putting weeds, tares among the wheat. Amen. So we're going to talk about what is wheat. Amen. And what are tares? Praise God. Wheat is a symbol of abundance, life, and fertility. Amen. Glory to God. The signification of the wheat is love and charity. Amen. Now, a grain of wheat is symbolic of the resurrection, the cycle of the seasons, and the cycle of life. Wheat in a basket is a symbol of self-sacrifice. Amen. How many of us self-sacrifice? Wheat being sown is used as a symbol of penitence and modesty. Amen. So in this field, while men slept, the Bible says that his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, among what was sown, here come the tares. And what are tares? Tares are weeds that resemble wheat. So tares look a lot similar. They're very similar to wheat. They resemble one another. They're not exactly twins, but perhaps they could be fraternal twins. Amen. Glory to God. They don't look identical. They don't look totally alike, but they resemble one another. In this parable, a wheat field had been deliberately polluted by an enemy who sowed the seed of the weeds intermixed with the wheat. Only after the plants were partly grown did problems become apparent. The landowner's servant asked if they should go and pull out the tares. Watch what happens. Verse 26. Amen. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the blade represents that edible part, that edible part that you're able to touch it, you can feel it, you can eat that part. But because the enemy came in and sowed weeds around the wheat, glory to God, it made it very difficult. Amen, to separate the wheat from the tare and get the good part that you can eat, because if you would pull it, glory to God, the whole root would come up and then you would destroy the field. You would destroy the whole process. Amen, because in harvesting, it is what? A process. Amen, and so even though that fruit may look ripe and even though those collard greens look good for Sunday morning, amen, you cannot pull it because it's not ready. Oh, glory to God. It's not ready to be plucked yet. It's not ready to be picked yet. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the edible part of what had been sold, glory to God, could not be tampered with, could not be bothered with, because it was not ready all the way. And if you would have taken it out of the ground when it was not the time or the season to do so, you could affect everything around that plant, around that seed. Amen. Glory to God. And then the Bible says, then appeared the tares also. So verse 27 says, so the tares of the household, the owner, the one that was responsible for the field, amen. The servants of the house asked him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? I could have sworn you put, didn't you put good seed? From the beginning, you said you put good seed in thy field. Then they asked the question, well, if you sow good seed in the field, where did these tares come from? Amen. Glory to God. Remember, the enemy sowed the seeds of the weeds and intermixed them with the wheat. There are people in our local assemblies, church if you please, amen, that are wheat. Amen. Glory to God. And you may have an enemy come in by way of one person, by way of more than one person, by way of multiple people that will come and listen. They'll bring their accolades. They'll bring their certificates. They'll bring their resume, their spiritual resume. They'll bring their documents. Amen. But instead of them being the wheat, they're actually a tare. Amen. T-A-R-E, which are weeds, and they will come and T-E-A-R your church if the person, the owner of the house, the pastor, the apostle, the bishop, the whoever of the house, don't peep it. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes it's very difficult, glory to God, when you have a multitude of people by the hundreds, by the thousands. Amen. Glory to God. And people come in. They come in and they have other motives as to why they are in your church. Oh, boy, do I know this story so well. They will come in. Glory to God. They will come in and bring all of their spiritual resumes and their accolades and their certificates and all this, that, and the third. And what do we do as leaders? Some of us are so desperate that we'll put them in office. We'll put them in position. Amen. Glory to God, without even checking their background. Amen. Even for a job, when you apply for a natural job, amen, most jobs, government, federal, whatever the case may be, a lot of times they want what? Background check. How about we need background checks in the spirit? Amen. We need background checks when evangelists and bishops and prophets and prophetees and apostles and want to be this and want to be that. They come out, God, the Lord sent me here. And as soon as you don't let them preach, as soon as you don't let them prophesy, as soon as you don't give them no position, as soon as you don't give them no office, amen, out the door they go. And then they try to take half the church with them when they do leave. Amen. God is not a man. Glory to God. And it says that God is not mocked. We're making God out of a mockery. Like God, it has no sense whatsoever. Oh, the Lord sent me here. If God sends you to a place, a church, a local assembly, amen, glory to God, God is going to have you to sit there. Amen. Not all the time God sends people to local assemblies and they get to jumping and humping and working right away. Sometimes they sit there, they observe, they see what they could fit in, they see the need. Amen. Glory to God. They just go hop up in people's church and hop up in their pulpit and buy furniture for the pulpit and ready to sit down and ready to preach and all this other kind of stuff and just totally out of order. Glory to God. And so this is what's going on in the passage of Scripture. And you ever feel, amen, the farmer, the pastor planted the seed, sowed good seed, and then while the church was asleep, while everybody was asleep, amen, glory to God, the enemy comes in, and when the enemy comes in, he starts sowing seeds of discord. He starts sowing different seeds there. He'll leave a spirit of perversion seed, a seed of perversion. Thank you, God. He'll leave a seed of witchcraft. He'll leave a seed of all kinds of things. Amen. And the Bible calls them tares, T-A-R-E-S. So not only do we have to be mindful, glory to God, of the tares that come, that were planted along with the wheat, but we have to be careful and mindful of the T-E-A-R-S, those that come to tear up the church, those that come to sow seeds of discord and sow seeds of confusion. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, God, for that revelation. Amen. We're talking about the T-A-R-E-S's. Amen. We need to talk about the T-E-A-R-S's. Amen. They come to tear up the church. Amen. People are on assignment. Just like you have people that are on assignment from God, the devil has his own crew. Come on here. The devil has his own group of people that he sends them on assignment to. Glory to God. He sends them on assignment to tear up your house. Yes, he does. He sends them on assignment to tear up your marriage. He'll send them on assignment, his little demonic imps. He'll send them on assignment to tear up your relationship with the Lord, to get you off track, to get you off course. Amen. Why? Because he knows your weakness. Amen. The devil is never going to tempt you with something that he told you don't like. Amen. So when of God, if you're single on the night, glory to God, and you like tall, light skin, or tall, dark, and handsome, and bald head, and bow leg, and six pack, and eight pack, and 10 pack, 12 pack, whatever pack they come in, glory to God, the devil is going to send you exactly what you like. He cannot tempt you with things that you don't like. That's not a temptation to us. Amen. The temptation is when the thing that you like or the thing in your past that you fell for, amen, that he will bring it again. Amen. And you're considered as the wheat, glory to God. And so he will bring tares. He will bring weeds. He will bring things to come in your life at the time you least expect it. Amen. To throw you off course. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so verse 27 says what? That the servants of the house begin to say, sir, did you sow good seed? Amen. And the answer in verse 28, he says what? He says, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? Amen. Glory to God. These are different points that I wanted to point out very briefly. Amen. The job of a farmer, and if you want to go spiritual tonight, the job of a pastor. Amen. Because in Jeremiah 23:1, it says, woe unto the pastors who scatter the sheep. Amen. And so as a leader, we have a job to do. Amen. The job of a farmer manages, a pastor manages, farms, ranches, nurseries, and other agricultural production organizations. Farmers are involved in planting, cultivating, performing post-harvest duties, and overseeing livestock. Wow. And supervising farm labor depending on the type of the farm. Amen. The job of a pastor is the same thing. So it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual realm. Amen. The pastor has to manage the ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Can he do it by himself? Depending on how many people he has in that local assembly. Amen. No man is an island. Everyone can't do it by themselves, so they would have different people to help along the way during the process. But the pastor's job is to manage, glory to God, to cultivate, glory to God, to oversee, to supervise. Amen. The duties and responsibilities of a natural farmer. Number one, amen, planning. We're going to talk about a couple of them. Planning. Listen, planning is a major part of the job of a modern farmer, pastor, prophet, pastor, the leader of the house, pastor, bishop, apostle, overseer. Amen. Planning is a major part of the job. Amen. Farmers have to consider, listen, not only what crops will grow well in their soil and climate, but fertilizer and irrigation costs, the availability of labor for harvesting, as well as projected prices and transportation to market. Running a farm is running a business. Running a church is like running a business. And careful planning is the key to success. I just said it earlier on the broadcast. I just said it earlier. At this time, amen, we should be gathering. Amen. We should be having meetings via Zoom, Skype, whatever, social media, however you can get in, fit in. Glory to God. We should be planning because this pandemic is going to pass over. Man of God, woman of God, pastor, apostle, prophet, evangelist, teachers, listen. This too will pass. And when it passes, are you ready when you go back to your local assembly, if the Lord would allow you, amen, to still deem that building as sanctuary, as gatherings, glory to God, do you have a plan? Do you have a strategy? Amen. Do you have a plan? Do you have interventions? Do you have mature, equipped, anointed people, amen, that love God? Glory to God. Amen. Don't sit there at the door. And sometimes, listen, sometimes, because I did it in my church once upon a time, sometimes you have to not go with the flow, but so every 3 months or every quarter or every 6 months or every, you know, every, I don't say every time, amen, but there are certain periods or certain seasons where we need, where it is imperative, amen, that we switch up the group. Amen. Glory to God, because there is a such thing as a person outgrowing a certain ministry. Amen. Glory to God. We've had people that have been sitting in the youth department, still driving the van with the children, still doing what they're doing. They love to do it, and they don't complain. Glory to God. Amen. But sometimes you have to switch up the staff members, sometimes your administration, sometimes things you have to switch it up depending on the influx of people. Because I'm going to tell you something, this new group of people, you can't afford to have Sister Snoodle-Woodle at the door, amen, and gritting her teeth and sucking her teeth and patting her hair, weave, itching and scraping her face and digging her nose and patting her hair and all kind of stuff. And these new people are coming in. They'll get swept back out to church. So maybe you have somebody like that on your doorpost, and maybe you might just need to put Sister Snoop-a-Doodle in another area, another facet of ministry. Amen. Because this new remnant that's coming on board, amen, glory to God, these are no-nonsense people. These are people that God allowed to be on the backside of the desert for such a time as this. Amen. And so, man or woman of God, planning is very important. Gather your people. Glory to God. The Lord told Moses, listen here, sit them down by tribe. Tribe them up. Group them up. Do what you got to do. Because for this end time harvest, this end time harvest is going to call for an end time people. It's going to call for an end time pastor, an end time leader. Amen. Glory to God. So you might want to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You might want to get before God. And that's what I tell people. This time is so very important. This time is not to be, you know, taken lightly. We moving and shuffling around and sitting there picking our fingers and twirling our fingers, waiting for the malls to open, waiting for the beauty parlor, waiting for the nails to be. Listen here, I cut them all down. I said, boy, I feel so good. And God knows my nails are very important to me. My nails are my signature on my body. My nails are. That's just Rose. That's just me. Glory to God. But I'll cut them bad boys off, and boy, I'm typing. Look like I'm typing about 70, 80 words a minute. Boy, I can get down with no nails. I can braid hair real good now. Glory to God, because I ain't got them long things on, and they were mine. And it hurt me that I had to cut them. And it hurt me, and they broke. Amen. But I said, you know what? This ain't even much important right now. Glory to God. You got to get to that place, amen, when material things are not that important important to you anymore. Yes, we want to look nice. No, we don't want to look like we've been embalmed. No, we don't want to look like, you know, we shabby and we shade in from the top to the bottom and the root of the tooth. And I get all of that. But in this moment, you have to live for the moment, because the next hour is not even promised to us. The next day, tonight, tomorrow is not even promised to us. Glory to God. So you have to think in the moment. You got to get some momentum and think in that moment while God, amen, while this earth is still like it is. God, what can I do? What can I bring to the table? It's time to plan. You're starting to Skype people, Skype your leaders, get them on the, I mean, look here, over, you got to come from overseas, wherever you're at, you got to come. Get on the Skype, get on the line, get on the book, make it do what it do, because I'm telling you, mark my word, I'm telling you, when this thing passes, you are going to see, amen, the righteous are going to run in, and they're going to be looking for people that are real. They're going to be looking for people that are real, that's going to bring a real word, that's just going to keep it 1,000 with them and let them know why. Because God is equipping those people even as I speak. He's equipping them. So the duties and responsibility of a farmer slash a pastor, amen, or a leader, you got to have your plan and game straight. Your plan and game got to be on fleek. Your plan and game got to be put together. Amen. You got to put that plan together. You have to have a plan, because the least, the thing that we don't need is that when these influx of people come in and we don't have no plan in place, that's going to be a sad picture. Amen. So I definitely need you all tonight who are on this line, tag somebody, share this broadcast with somebody, because there's a lot of people out there who probably don't shut the door to the church and they ain't believing God for nothing else. They give up, they throw in the towel, they ain't opening back the doors. Listen, if there's ever time that you need to open up them doors, it is coming. The time is coming. But God is so good. I know we lost people along the way. I know we lost loved ones. I know we lost friends along the way. I know we're hurting down on the inside. But listen to me. God is too wise to make a mistake in any given area. We have lost bishops, y'all. Oh, glory to God. We have lost a lot of Church of God in Christ pastors, a lot of leaders. Amen. Whatever denomination it is, we lost them. They're no longer here with us. Glory to God. So we have to gather. We have to come up with a strategy. We got to come up with interventions. We got, you know, I had a chance to peek through the clouds, and I had a chance and opportunity to peep on the book. Glory to God. And I see how some of the pastors, they're frustrated. They're angry because they're so accustomed to having a group of people on Sunday. But can I be honest with you? God is bringing us out of that place of complacency, out of that a place of normality, out of that first Sunday spirit. Glory to God. Out of that third Sunday, 6 o'clock service, three people preach platform service spirit. Amen. Glory to God. God is doing, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. Glory to God. I will make ways. Oh, glory to God, in the desert. Amen. Glory to God. So you have to have a system in place, and it's called planning. Amen. Glory to God. Another point, planting. Okay, you got the planting straight. Now we got to have the planting together. Amen. Glory to God. To a farmer, planting season is always a busy time for farmers. They have to line up sufficient labor, equipment, and seed based on the type of crop. Listen, you got to know what kind of crop you about to engage upon. Amen. Glory to God. Embark upon. You have to know, listen, the same people that you have in your local assemblies now, these are not those type of people that, see, because in before this pandemic came, glory to God, Easter, you know, yeah, we talk about the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord, but come on, let's be real. Let's take off the mask today. Amen. You know, on Easter Sunday, they go to wide brim hats, the hat so big, the whole congregation, the whole left side of the church, oh, glory to God, could fit up under that hat. Amen. But look at how good God is. Amen. Because these new women and people, amen, they're not going to look like that. They're not going to look, they're going to be tore up from the floor up. These are people that their clothes is not going to matter to them. Their materialistic things are not going to matter to them. But what's going to matter to them the most is their relationship, building a relationship, establishing a relationship with the living God. Amen. So it is important, amen, that the seed based on the type of crop it is, and then the planting process is weather dependent. So farmers got to wait for the fields to dry or get winter wheat seed in the furrows in September before the first freeze. Farmers often work dawn to dusk during planting season. Listen, the Bible says one plant, one water, but God gives the increase. So even if you plant the seed in Winn-Dixie, baby, even if you plant the seed in Kroger, even if somebody comes after you and they water the seed in the park, amen, it's going down. Meet me in the park, it's going down. Amen, glory to God. It is God that gives the increase, not man. See, the problem is, amen, you have to be wise. He that when it sows is wise. When we're witnessing to people, stop trying to get them to come to your church. Amen. Invite them to Christ first. Your job is to plant, like the farmer. Amen. His job is to plant first. Then he has the water. After he first he plants, and then he plants, because he got to know what soil to plant the seed in. Amen. Then he has to worry about what season to plant in, because the season has to be conducive for that particular crop to grow. Amen. So it's a lot of work for leaders. Amen. It's a lot of work for farmers. Amen. If leaders would get that farmer mentality, amen, then maybe we'll be able to keep the people, amen, in the house of God. Glory to God. And so after the crop is in the ground, a farmer's life typically slows down for a while. Although there is certainly plenty to keep a farmer busy in terms of equipment and facility maintenance, fertilizing the crop, keeping an eye on the weather, and pests are the main responsibilities of farmers while their crops are growing. You got to make sure that you keep the pests out. Boy, that's a good place to put a praise right there. Amen. While you're growing, while you're planting, while you're planting, amen, you got to be careful of the bugs. You got to be careful of the mosquitoes, of the pests, of the roaches. Amen. Glory to God. When you're trying to grow a particular ministry, man of God, woman of God, you got to be ever mindful of the pests. Amen. Every now and then, you got to have pesticides. Amen. And I ain't talking about the can of Raid with the yellow strip called lemon scent. Amen. You got to have that pesticide, which is the unadulterated word of God. Because when you see those pests coming in the form, amen, of perversion, in the form of whoredom. Oh, y'all are hearing me tonight. Glory to God. Those are P-E-S-T-S. Those are pests coming to kill your crop. Coming to kill the saints. Come on. Coming to kill what you done planted, what you done put yourself into those people, into those servants. Amen. You got to be careful and mindful that pests don't come and destroy. Amen. Glory to God. Some pests, amen, you can't spray them and they die. Come on now. Some pesticides are only for certain type of pests. You got to know what pests you're dealing with. You got to know what kind of pests that you're dealing with. You got to know, oh, glory to God, the difference between a water bug roach and a German roach. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because some pesticides only kill certain insects. That's why it's so important that we read the description. Amen. Whatever the directions are on any pesticide. Amen. Because you think you buying something to kill roaches. Amen. Glory to God. And you got lizard spray. You got something to get rid of ants. Some wrong stuff. Well, this should do it. It's saying to kill any bug. Yeah, well, some bugs need more pesticide, a heavy duty of pesticide than others. And you got to make sure, glory to God, when you see these certain pests coming in to kill your crop, kill your seed, amen, and wipe out your whole field, you got to hit them where they are. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Only leaders can do that. Glory to God, an equipped, anointed leader knows how to break someone's leg and put them back together again in the the love of Jesus Christ. That's not everybody's job. Amen. Glory to God. The evangelists have their own job. The prophets got their own job. The apostles got their own job. Glory to God. The teachers and pastors got their own job. Glory to God. And this is the problem that we're having. And this is why the church is so confused and mixed up. And this is why they allow the tares, the T-A-R-E-S, is to come amongst the wheat, those that are saved, those that have the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Those that love God, the good seed. Amen. Glory to God. You got to have some real pesticide. Amen. That means that your pesticide can't compromise. I like that right there. Amen. The pesticide that we use, we cannot compromise. Amen. Because when you compromise a solution, amen, glory to God, you're not going to solve the problem. If you mix rose spray with water, amen, you're not going to be able to catch nothing. Amen, because you done diluted it. Amen. And this influx of people, glory to God, they're not coming in your church looking for no diluted, polluted word. They're looking for somebody that's going to preach and tell them the truth, but do it in the spirit of meekness and in the spirit of love. I get it, Messiah. Glory to God. Harvesting. Amen. Point number three, harvesting. Harvesting is perhaps the most hectic time of the year for a farmer. Sometimes the window for harvesting is just a week or so, and farmers have to have all their equipment and labor lined up and ready to go. Listen, this is harvest time. Glory to God. Do you, man or woman of God, do you got your equipment together? Do you got your laborers together? Are your laborers lined up? Listen, we've been on this quarantine for over a month now, since sometime in March. We're going on in a new month. This is May already, the fifth month of the year. Listen, the Bible says that the harvest indeed is plentiful. The harvest is ripe. You should have already, you should have your laborers lined up. You should have your equipment ready. You should already have your stuff, technology all set up. You should have everything in place. So when these people come in, when it's time for the reapers to go out, glory to God, and gather the harvest, when the harvest is fully come, we need some laborers. We don't need a bunch of people that's going to be hypocrites. We don't need Pharisees and Sadducees. And we don't need judgmental folks. We don't need people that's going to damn people, glory to God, and make them feel bad. But we need laborers of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will and say, Pastor, here am I, send me. God, here am I, send me. Oh, glory be to God. Can God send you today? Check yourself or you wreck yourself. Amen. Weather plays a huge role in harvesting, as a hailstorm or an early cold or warm snap can ruin a whole harvest. Amen. The weather has to be conducive for that harvest. Amen. Glory to God. Can I be honest with you? This COVID-19, we can consider that as the weather. Amen. Glory to God. You never seen that many people pray in your life. You ain't never seen that many people in another country get bending on their knees. Amen. And crying out to the God that they don't even know nothing about, that they're trying to get to know. And this is where you and I come in at. Glory to God. Amen. You see, there is new, this is end time harvest. Amen. They ain't looking for people with no title. They're not looking for nobody. Stop doubting yourself. Well, I ain't got no big Bible and no briefcase, and I ain't got no bishop chain around my neck, and I ain't got no collar, and I ain't got no clergy shirt, and I ain't got, listen here, God will use whosoever he will. Folk that you will least expect it. Glory to God, that God hid them behind the backside of the desert. God is about to bring them to the forefront. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just like the Marine service. Amen. Them frontline soldiers. Amen. And listen, you're going to have people, you better get a strategy, because you're going to have people that's going to get mad, people that's going to get upset. Amen. You think you got the bomb of a praise and worship leader now. Wait till God bring that real singer, that anointed singer. From, she don't look like you now. She ain't got the finest of clothes. Oh, glory to God. But she got a heart for the harvest. She got a heart after God's own heart. Amen. Because God is tired of people getting up and playing this thing and just talking this thing. Singing the thing and not missing the thing. You got to do more than just talk the talk and sing the song, baby. You got to walk the walk. Amen. In this hour, it is imperative that we, the believers, the body of Christ, we have to walk this thing. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's inconvenient. I know it hurts for for you to come out of timeout because you've been there so long, because your pastor had you there for about 10 years, and you know you're supposed to be much farther than you are. That's why I don't understand how some leaders can be so vulnerable and how some leaders can be so stingy. Glory to God. Amen. We represent the body of Christ. Amen. The saints that are in these local assemblies, amen, they're supposed to be representing the leader. Amen. Glory to God. Why are the leaders afraid? Glory to God that the saints of God or the people that they have in the local assembly, why are the leaders so afraid that they're going to surpass them? Why are the leaders so intimidated by their anointing? What? Y'all don't think we have people like this? We do.
The Bible says, let them
grow together. Verse 30, let both the wheat and the tares grow together until the harvest. Can I be real with y'all? COVID-19 calling for labor, calling for labor, calling for labor. Regardless, it's harvest time. And the harvest is here. Amen. Glory to God. This is the Passover. This is going to be, amen, a mighty gathering. God is going to begin to gather his people. Glory to God. Amen. He already started gathering and picking the pork out. Glory be to God. He's going to never both go together. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares. And when you gather up the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So right now, everybody that goes to church looks so much alike. They look similar. So what God is doing through this pandemic, he's shifting. Oh, this atmosphere is definitely shifting. Amen. Glory to God. God is trying to find out who really is for him and who really is not. Amen. Like you have the sheep on one side and the goats on the other, there should have been a spot for the gophers. Because gophers go for anything. They go for this church, they go to that church, they go for this, they go for that, they go for anything. So guess what? The sheep, the wheat, and part of the kingdom of God. It's okay. They all look together. They look alike now. Glory to God. Can we guess what? The person that's frustrated and had a hard time having service via technology. Amen. God is watching you, sir. God is watching you, ma'am. Amen. Because you mean to tell me everything that God has trusted you with is only predicated and based upon how many people you got. The devil is a liar. You see, they call it the new norm. Amen. But how about what if God fixed it to where this was the new norm for the day? But come out on God. We're going to leave God. Amen. After being in God for so long, so we thought. So a lot of people say, you know, I've been in God for 40 years. I've been running, and I'm filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and that he shot with a mighty burning fire. Yeah, you've been in the Lord for 40 years, but how long has the Lord been in you? Ha, good question. You've been in the Lord for so long, but how long has the Lord been in you? Because if the Lord really was in some of these leaders and the saints of God like he's supposed to, glory to God, you know, this probably wouldn't even be the cause. It wouldn't even probably be no pandemic. But the church will go on wild. The church has got out of hand. We don't got messy. We don't compromise God's word. Amen. We don't allow any and everything to infiltrate our houses. Amen. That's supposed to redeem a sanctuary. Amen. Glory to God. And God got tired. I don't care how people equate it. I don't care how they compute it. Even God gets tired. There are some things that the Lord is no longer going to wink at. Amen. Because we call ourselves leaders, amen, and fivefold ministries, and you better call us pastor, you better call us apostle, and you better, because respect is due, and give honor to what honor is due, and all this other kind of stuff. So we want people to honor, amen, the men and women of God when they don't even honor the Lord. They don't honor the Lord in no area of their life. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so the Bible says, let them grow together. He said, gather the tares first and put them in the fire. Burn them up. We don't need the tares because those are weeds. That's unnecessary energy. We don't need unnecessary vibes. We don't need unnecessary energy. We don't need unnecessary people that's not doing something in this gathering, in this harvesting process. Glory to God. God is looking for people that will sacrifice, people that won't make excuses, and we're going to talk about that next week in episode part 3 of The Heart of the Harvest, how there was a feast prepared for the people. Amen. And the Bible says that the king became wroth and got so angry. Amen. People that were invited to this feast never made it because they gave excuses. We're going to find out about that next week. Amen. Glory to God. And so the explanation of the parable of the tares are explained in Matthew 13, verse 36. And it says, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came up to him saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Look at verse 36 carefully. It says, Jesus sent the multitude away. Amen. There are some times when you got to send certain people away so that you could get in tune, or the people that you put on the front line, your fivefold administration, your fivefold ministry. Amen. You cannot treat your fivefold the way you would treat the layman. Amen. So there's a lot of times in my past, even certain meetings that we had that the babies couldn't come to. Amen. Because they would not understand. Amen. And guess what? In this passage of scripture, amen, Jesus had to send the multitude of people away. He had to go in the house. Amen. A lot of us need to go in the house and be learned all over again. Amen. The Bible talks about being a teacher and having need of a teacher again yourself. Amen. Glory to God. So a lot of times we get out the house too quick. Amen. Glory to God. And we don't know how to come back home. Glory to God. But God, Jesus here sent the multitude of people away. And the Bible says that he went into the house and the disciples began to come to him and say, listen, you just spoke a parable to the multitudes of people. Now we need to know, what in the world did you mean by that parable? We need to know what is the kingdom of God like it unto this man that sold him. So we need to know, Master, can you teach us? Amen. And verse 21, he answered them and said unto them, he has seen the sun. The field, guess what, is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Amen. Remember in the beginning, the Bible says that the owner went, amen, in the field, and he sowed good seed in the field, and while he was asleep, the church was asleep, amen, these spirits came in the form of T-A-R-E-S, the tares, amen, and the tares are the children of the devil. And that's why in this next period, amen, in this harvesting time, in this gathering moment, amen, it is imperative, man or woman of God, that you stay so close in the face of God that you can smell the breath of the God, of the living God. Amen. You got to be all up in God's face. You have to lay yourself prostrate before God. It's very important in this hour that your ears and your heart are inclined to the voice of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You cannot have everybody in your ear gate. You're not going to be able to listen to everything that comes on the radio. Glory to God. Amen. You're going to have to sell out and be sold out for the living God. Amen. So that you would know how to spirit these people, that you would know how to keep these people stabilized and keep these people steady. You have to look at the church, your building, when you go back to your local assembly, you have to treat it like it is an emergency room. Amen. You have to treat your church like it is the hospital itself, because God is sending patients that have spiritual COVID, Mandiosaya. Glory to God. They got spiritual COVID-19. Amen. They got lung problems. They got lung disease. They got problems sleeping at night. Oh, glory to God. It's a spiritual thing. Glory to God. You got to make sure that you got the spiritual ventilators. You got to make sure, glory to God, that you got these things set up, that your equipment. You got to make sure that you get a spiritual electrician to come and check out your sockets to make sure that when I plug you in, that there will be God, I remember one time taking a message for, are you plugged into the right socket? So when you look at this pandemic, glory to God, you better know that it's an epidemic called influx of souls that's about to hit every church in America. Glory to God, those churches, amen, that have not compromised, those churches that are still holding up the bloodstained banner for Jesus Christ, those the unadulterated, oh, glory to God, gospel of Jesus Christ, those churches that the leaders are not ashamed, oh, glory to God, of a gospel, oh, God, to preach, glory to God, amen, amen, we have to treat the body of Christ, not the body of Christ, but these local assemblies, but the church, you got to make sure that you got ventilators in place, you got to get the plumber out there and make sure that the pipes are not busted, broken, busted, and disgusted. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about them deacons. Amen. Them deacons that sleep up on your front row. Oh, glory to God. You got to make sure, amen, that their pipes are not busted. You got to make sure that you go and train them all over again. Amen. What worked, amen, oh, glory to God, before this pandemic came, it may not work. You might have to go gather some of your leaders, some of your fivefold. You might have to have business meetings. You got to you got to be equipped on every side because the patients are coming, and each patient have a different illness. Each patient has a different sickness. Oh, glory to God, but all sicknesses are not unto death. Amen, but they're suffering from spiritual death. Amen, some of them are spiritually dead. Some of them are like the Bible calls them the valley of dry bones, and God used the prophet Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones. Oh, glory to God, and as Ezekiel began to prophesy to these bones, amen, the Bible says, sinews begin to come upon those bones, their flesh. Oh, glory to God. Begin to kick it out. Be honest with you today. You got to treat your church like it's a hospital. It's the emergency room. You got to have medical staff, amen, that's equipped. You got to take out your Holy Ghost gloves. Oh, glory be to God, because some of them are coming in good and pregnant. Some of them, oh, glory to God, some of them are pregnant with twins. Oh, glory to God, some may be carrying triplets, and it's very important, glory to God, that you don't allow them to miscarry. Oh, glory to God, it's very important, depending upon the spiritual trimester that they're in, that you don't allow them to abort that baby. Oh, glory be to God. So God has to equip his fivefold. God got to equip. He said, amen, that the fivefold ministry, it was for the profession of the saints. Oh, glory be to God, for the profession, for the work of the ministry. Oh, glory be to God. So you got to make sure that you have your spiritual gloves on. You got to make sure, glory to God, that you got your spiritual mask on, because God is going to bring people in that are fresh off the street, fresh out of Compton. Glory to God. Some of them, they took a bath in weeks, probably months, probably days. Oh, glory to God. And you got to have your spiritual mask on. You got to have enough love down on the inside to look beyond their faults to see what they need. For the Bible says that in Galatians, I believe, 6:1, glory be to God. Brethren, if you see someone overtaken in a fault, comma, ye which are spiritual, comma, glory to God, restore such a one in the spirit with the spirit of meekness. So you got to have, you got to make sure that you got your spiritual gear on. You got to make sure that you got your spiritual scrubs on, and you not just a scrub. Oh, glory be to God. You got to make sure that you have the heart. Higher, glory to God, that you got the heart of the harvest. Tired out for people coming to the hospital and they can't be seen. Could you imagine your church, people coming to your church and you telling them, you can't sit in here, you can't sit here. You got to go to the back of the church, you got to get out, you got to do this. Where's your power at? Oh, we got to use wisdom. You know, we got to use wisdom. Oh, now you have to use wisdom because the person don't look like you. But guess what? God has shut that whole organization down. Oh, glory to God. God has shut that whole emergency room down. And let me tell you something. With something of what we're experiencing now, that eventually it will pass over, guess what? We should come out with more love. We should love like never. Love shouldn't even be an option. Love shouldn't even be a problem. Oh, glory to God. Amen. For this gathering, God is gathering his remnant of people. Glory to God. Glory to God. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Glory to God. God needs some reapers. Oh, he needs some reapers. Glory to God. The Bible says the reapers are the angels. The angels are coming, and they're gathering people, and they're gathering. If you really love God for real, amen, he said, put them over there in my barn. Them over there, put them the good seed that go in the kingdom of God. But the other ones, those that want to play church, Amen. Those that want to ridicule, amen, God's anointed. Oh, glory be to God. Those that want to treat people like they don't have no common sense, glory to God, like they act like they never smoked weed before. Y'all ain't talking to me. Oh, glory to God. They act like they never fornicated before. Listen, there's more sins upon this earth in this land besides fornication, shacking, oh, glory to God, and people that smoke and drink. What about your proud look? God abominates. He detests that. What about your blaspheme against the Holy Ghost? Oh, glory be to God. What about your proud look? What about your lying tongue? What about you shedding God, spreading gossip? What about that tail-bearing spirit you got? Glory to God. Those are sins too. Amen. Glory to God. But we have to have enough spirit that God. That mess with that black girl, that mother, father, sister, brother, auntie, them, cousin, uncle, bobo, them. Amen. All those that was at the barbecue, them. Amen. All them. Amen. Annie M and all them. Amen. Glory to God. Captain, look beyond the fault and see what they need. Why? Because somebody looked beyond your fault and seen what you needed. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. For this word, the gathering. Amen. Please share, because God put this series in me to do. Glory to God, via Blog Talk Radio. Amen. See, it's not about roles. It's not about me at all. Because at the end of the day, God gave me this ministry scars. Amen. And whatever God tell me to do with it, that's what I'm going to do with this baby. Amen. If I have to put it on the side to prepare the people of God for what's to come, amen, in the spirit, by realm of the spirit, by way of the spirit, God knows I'll do it. Whatever he tell me, God knows I will do it. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God. We thank God for those of you that are on the line, amen, that tarry with me on tonight. Thank God again for my daughter coming back on in on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every one of you. We pray that you would stay safe, stay hydrated, drink you some hot tea. Amen. Glory to God. If you gotta take a spoonful of anointed oil to keep them lungs lubricated, keep your lungs oiled down. Amen. Anything come in there, to slide right off, slide to the right, slide to the left. Amen. Glory to God, and it will keep moving. Amen. But I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what he's done in spite of, and I'm excited about what he's about to do in the earth. Don't you think in your wildest dreams that all of these things would happen and you don't see the hand of God? Nah, not going to happen. You will see God's hand. We will see God's glory after this. Amen. Glory to God. So let's stay prayerful. Amen. If you want to connect, would like to connect with us, you could email us at scars.talk@gmail.com. Amen. You can leave a comment after this episode on tonight. You can follow us on Facebook, capitals SCARS. Our Instagram is scars.talk.inc. Amen. For those of you who would like to be a blessing to the Scars Ministry, you can do so through our website at www.scars-talk.org. Amen. You'll see a donations button there, and you could click on that and let the Lord have his way. Amen. Well, our time is up, guys. I've had, I'm going to say like my 99-year-old Aunt said before she transitioned, I have dined sufficiently. Amen. Truly, I have dined in this word sufficiently. We pray that you was able to get something out of it and bring to your local assembly. Amen. Glory to God. Tag a friend, tag a neighbor. Amen. Tag an in-law, outlaw, a friend, the enemy, and tell them it's going down. Amen. Live in effect on Thursday night at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Scars. We love you. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. We're going to go into a word of prayer. Listen, for those of you that can't wait till your local assembly, to the doors open or whatever the case may be. Listen, we invite you to Jesus Christ tonight according to Romans 10, 8, and 9. Amen. Glory to God that the word of God is nigh thee even in your mouth. Amen. And if you want to receive the Lord, amen, you could do that right where you are, in your kitchen, your bedroom, laying down, in the bathroom. Glory to God. You can do that right now because it's through your confession, amen, that salvation comes. And so the word of God says in Romans 10 and 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in your heart, and God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. Amen. God is not in between. Amen. If he said it and spoke it, he's going to do it and bring it to pass. Amen. All you have to do is open up your mouth and say, Lord, here I am. I stand here a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask that you come into my heart. I want to live for you and only you. I repent of my sins. I turn away from everything that I'm doing that is not pleasing in your sight. I'm not perfect, but I desire to strive to be what you would have me to be. So now, Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you have raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. And according to Romans 10 and 9, I am saved by my confession, through my confession. And Lord, I pray that you will wash me, that you will clean me up from the inside out, that you would adopt me into your royal family. I signed the contract tonight. I'm signing it, Lord God, with your blood, the blood of Jesus that makes me clean, that makes me whole, that sets me free in the name of Jesus. Take me into your kingdom, I pray. Let me live for you, Lord God, in these last and evil days. Use me for your glory. Let people see none of me, but all of you. Let my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and glorify God, which is in heaven, because my good works come from you being in me. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you will do in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So, kind Father, we just thank you tonight for the confessions of your people that are attached to this line. We pray for them that you would adopt them in the royal family. Lord God, that you would seal them until the day of redemption. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love, God. And we thank you that even in the midst of a crisis, God, that you're still Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide, that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord that will give us peace. That is all the man. Understanding and intellect. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Nissi, the God of our banner, the God that gives us victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God, we honor you and we thank you. Bless those that are attached to the line. Bless their families. Bless their friends. Lord God, bless every family that is bereaved right now in their hour of bereavement. Comfort them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up every family who lost loved ones, oh God. We pray that you will forever make yourself known. We thank you, Lord God, for the Thompson and Roach family, Lord God, with the loss of our dear sister, God. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will have your way in that family on tomorrow night, even again on Saturday, God. Lord God, you're too wise to make a mistake in any family, Lord God. But Lord God, let someone come and know you, the family of God. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. That's it for tonight. I'm your girl. This is your host, Pastor Rose, bringing you live. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, Scars out of Atlanta, Georgia. We love you. Jesus love you. Go and be blessed. This episode is now ended. God bless you.